Have you ever written a business plan for your architecture business? And if so, when was the last time that you updated it or even looked at it? If your business plan is gathering dust in a drawer, hidden on a hard drive, or still floating around in your head, don't panic. I've got you covered in this episode of Architecture Business Club, the weekly podcast for solo and small firm architecture practice owners just like you who want to build a profitable, future-proof architecture business that fits around their life. I'm the host, John Clayton. And if you want a business in architecture that gives you more freedom, flexibility, and fulfillment, then go to architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint and download the Architecture Business Blueprint. It's the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists, and architectural designers, and it's absolutely free as a gift from me. Now let's talk about writing your business plan. Hey everyone, so welcome to this episode of Architecture Business Club. I work with a handful of small architecture firm owners on a one-to-one basis, and one of my one-to-one clients recently asked me to support them in writing a business plan. And you know what? It made me realize that having made the decision to focus 100% of my time and energy on supporting small architectural firms and sole practitioners to achieve their own goals in business and life, that I actually needed to write and start using a new business plan too. So I thought it would be really valuable to talk about how to write a business plan. I remember the first time that I wrote a business plan many years ago before I started my side hustle. It took me months to write the business plan. It was a really lengthy document. There was an awful lot of information, a lot of work went into it. But as a consequence, I never really felt like I got it finished. To be honest, it just ended up gathering dust in a drawer. It wasn't an active document that I was utilizing and using throughout the life of my business. And as a consequence, I think my business probably suffered for that. That's one of the things that I would definitely do differently now. It's important that we have a business plan. But what is a business plan? Essentially, it's a documented strategy that highlights the goals for your business and how you plan to achieve them. There are a few common myths about business plans: that business plans have to be long, that business plans are really hard to write. Also, that business plans are something that old-fashioned businesses do, and that maybe you don't need one now you're in the 21st century. Another myth is that business plans are only for securing investment or funding, and that once you've written your business plan, you can just tick that off your list and forget about it. Well, look, all of those things are wrong. It's just not true. So do you really need a business plan? Well, look, simple answer is yes. If you have an active business or you are planning to launch a business, you really do need a business plan. The next question you're probably wondering is, how do I go about writing a business plan? So here's a few pointers which I think will help you get started. So simple is better. In my experience, having done this the hard way and then a much easier way, keeping it simple is going to be much better. Otherwise, you're going to get really overwhelmed. And if you are already an active business owner, you already have your own practice, you're going to be really busy already. So if you're trying to write like this 100-page business plan, you're just never going to get it finished. And you're going to be setting yourself up to fail from the very beginning. So we don't want to do that. Master architect I.M. Pei said, "You must simplify. You must make the complex simple. Then you must make it work." So you must do this with your business plan. Don't overcomplicate it. Make it as simple as possible. Don't start with a blank page, though. It's going to be much easier for you to start with a template. So you can head over to Google and search for a business plan template. You can find all sorts of free templates out there. Chances are, though, you're going to get a lot of results and you might start to feel overwhelmed. The alternative, what I would recommend, is that you take a look at the one-page business plan by Jim Horan. There's an edition for the Creative Entrepreneur. This is not a sponsored episode. I just happened to to really enjoy the book. I think it's a great product. And I also feel that by investing even a small amount of money in buying a book, like this book's less than £30, it's like £25, maybe like $30 if you're in the US. Even by investing a small amount of money in buying a book, it means that you are more likely to write your plan because you've got some skin in the game. So what should your business plan include? Well, Jim's book breaks it down in a simple process so that you actually have a realistic chance of getting it done. It's easy to write, update, and understand, and the process creates alignment, accountability, and results in your business. So a one-page business plan is broken into five sections, and each of those sections has a simple question for you to answer. So those five sections are vision, mission, objectives, strategies, and action plans. And those questions are, for vision, what are you building? Mission, why does this business exist? Objectives, what business results will you measure? Strategies, how will you build this business? And action plans, what is the work to be done? Remember, don't forget to download the Architecture Business Blueprint, the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists, and architectural designers. You can grab the blueprint without any charge at architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint. And if you're enjoying this episode, then please leave a 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Now back to the show. So let me walk you through a quick example. So for your vision statement, what are you building? So an example would be, say, within the next 3 years, grow ABC Architecture Studio into a 500,000 revenue per year London-based architecture practice providing high-end home designs, planning consultancy, project management to affluent homeowners who value good design and sustainable business practices. So your mission, why does this business exist, might be something like, we design beautiful homes to nurture your family and the planet. Your objectives, so these are the business results that you're going to measure, so they need to be things that are measurable. So this could be something like increasing annual revenue. So we want to achieve an annual revenue of £500,000 by the end of the third year. Could have an objective around the acquisition of clients. So we want to secure at least 20 new high-end residential projects per year. Or perhaps around brand recognition. You want to become a top recognized brand for sustainable and high-end home design in London within the next 3 years. So the strategies, so this is how you're going to build the business to achieve those objectives. Some examples might be around marketing and outreach, how you're going to differentiate your services, and maybe client experience and referrals. There's going to be all sorts of other objectives here. I'm just picking out a few examples for you. And the same goes for objectives as well. You know, you could have half a dozen or more, maybe even up to sort of 9 or 10 objectives and strategies. So I just want to give you a few examples. So a strategy for marketing and outreach might be to develop a comprehensive marketing plan, including online advertising, social media presence, attending networking events, and fostering partnerships with local luxury home builders and real estate agents. So to differentiate your service, if that is going to be one of your strategies, you could look how you could emphasize your USP, so that your unique selling proposition, by highlighting your expertise in sustainable design and your comprehensive service offering, including your planning consultancy and project management services. And then perhaps your strategy around the client experience and referrals to implement a client experience program to ensure high satisfaction, encourage referrals from your existing client base. So let's talk about action plans. So what is the specific work that needs to be done? So again, just going to give you one or two different examples. So regarding the marketing side of things, it could be to launch a targeted social media campaign, showcasing your designs and your sustainable practices. It could be to create partnerships with at least 5 luxury home builders and estate agencies within the first 6 months, perhaps to attend and present at 3 major home design and sustainability events each year to increase your brand visibility. And then you would have a series of action plans for those other strategies too. So we talked about maybe some of those other strategies might be around how you differentiate your service and how you stand out in the marketplace, and also about the client experience and how you're going to obtain referrals from existing and past clients. So you'd outline some different action plans for those, and the action plans would align with the objectives and the strategies that you've set out in your plan. What would be my recommendations if you don't have a business plan or your plan is out of date? The first thing I'd recommend is go and buy Jim's book. You can get it from Amazon or other retailers. It's not going to cost you a huge amount of money. You can read it from back to front in less than a couple of hours. The next thing I would do is schedule some time over the next few weeks to write a first draft of your business plan. I would then recommend finding at least a couple of people to share your business plan with who can give you some impartial feedback. I'd then tweak and finalize your plan based on their feedback. And then once you've got that plan drafted out and you're happy with it moving forward, I would open up your calendar, open up your diary, and schedule a recurring monthly business review meeting with yourself. Put it on your calendar. Doesn't have to be a long meeting, could just be 30 minutes each month, but schedule it on there to review your business plan. Check in to see how you're getting along in achieving those goals that you've set out for yourself. And for some bonus points, if you really want to hold yourself accountable and make this work better, I would recommend finding a business buddy who could join you at those monthly meetings to help keep both of you accountable. So I hope you found that useful. I do strongly recommend, if you don't have a business plan or the business plan is out of date, seriously, go and take action on it and get your business plan written. Get something sorted out. And if you need somebody to be your sounding board and you want some extra support in doing it, feel free to reach out to me. You can drop me a DM on LinkedIn or you can email me, John@architecturebusinessclub.com. Next time, I'll be chatting with Nicole Osborne about LinkedIn post ideas to win clients. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Architecture Business Club. If you liked this episode, think other people might enjoy it, or just want to show your support for the show, then please leave a glowing 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. It would mean so much to me and makes it easier for new listeners to discover the show. And if you haven't already done so, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss another episode. If you want to connect with me, you can do that on most social media platforms. Just search for @MrJohnClayton. The best place to connect with me online, though, is on LinkedIn. You can find a link to my profile in the show notes. Remember, running your architecture business doesn't have to be hard, and you don't need to do it alone. This is Architecture Business Club.